Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Historic day in the Bronx, a power barrage. The Yankees are 2-0 with a 29 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. We'll get to Susan's clubhouse report in just a few moments, but some powerful highlights to get to, and there were plenty. Yankees just kept making history and started with Max Fried's first regular season pitch as a Yankee. Got off to that ideal start, you know, truest ground ball pitcher, Max Fried. In his first pitch, Jackson Churio grounded it right back to Fried, first out of the game. And Fried did walk Christian Yelich on four pitches, but he bounced back to Fried's William Contreras. That beautiful backdoor curve locked up Contreras quickly. Fried got Rhys Hoskins on a liner to short. Scoreless first inning. What a start for Fried in front of the stadium crowd. But that didn't even begin to tell the story of this game. Bottom of the first inning, Yankees started their historic offensive day, or facing old friend Nestor Cortes, not too old of a friend, former Yankee, just last year in the World Series together, and call it the first inning ambush here. Three pitches out of that left hand of Nestor Cortes, and each swing by the Yankees resulted in an even louder sound.
Here's Paul Goldschmidt for the very first time in his career batting leadoff against the veteran Nestor Cortes back in New York. First pitch swung on, a high fly ball, deep left center field. Carry, goodbye! Home run for Goldie! His first as a Yankee into the bullpen, and the Yankees have a 1-0 lead.
First pitch, fastball, and he was ready for it. Ambush pitch, as they call it.
Here is Belly, high drive, right center field. They're looking up, that baby's out of here. It's 2-0 Yankees. Cody Bellinger with his first homer as a New York Yankee, and the Yankees are touching up. Nestor Cortes, couple of pitches, and the Yankees are in front 2-0.
Well, another ambush pitch. He's trying to hit the zone with those fastballs, and they're ready for him. So this is the scouting report. Get him early.
You can tell the fans want Judge to get a piece of this action. First pitch. He swings. Deep drive. Left field. No doubt about it. Aaron Judge way upstairs. It's 3-0 Yankees. Aaron Judge with his first home run of the season. My goodness, it's home run derby in the Bronx.
Well, we've got three pitches, and it's already 3-0. Three pitches and three home runs. Holy moly.
You want to talk electrifying? We're going to go with the electrifying drives of the game today. And they're brought to you by Audi. Experience an all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. A back-to-back-to-back to start the game on three pitches, three home runs. You talk electricity. A back-to-back-to-back homers to start a game for the first time in Yankee history. Just think about that. And the Judge blast to cap it off. Top shelf 468 feet, 115 miles an hour off the bat. A pure rocket, a missile from Aaron Judge, and that was just the start of it on his day. And for Goldschmidt and Bellinger, their first Yankee home runs, and the Yankees would lead off home runs in back-to-back games to start a season. I ever thought that would happen with Wells and then Goldschmidt from two guys who had never led off before, everything clicking, and those back-to-back-to-back homers. A Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. You can tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. And the Yanks somehow weren't done after three pitches and three homers in that first inning. Jazz struck out and Volpe grounded back to Nestor. Austin Wells, how about this start to the season from the Yankee catcher?
Pitch swung on, popped up. Pretty deep carry, left field, on the track, looking up, and at the wall, that's gone! Austin Wells with his second home run in as many days and as many games. The Yankees have hit four home runs here in the first inning against their former teammate, Nestor Cortez. It's 4-0 Yankees.
And the Yankees with a four spot in the first inning on four home runs. Wells with two first-inning home runs in the first two games of his season. And Fried, after that long layoff, there was a time where the Brewers punched back with three in the top of the second inning, and this was a ball game. The leadoff dribbler to first by Sal Frelick, and Goldschmidt couldn't swipe that tag. Then Joey Ortiz grounded in front of the plate and was called out for interference. But Fried hit Garrett Mitchell, allowed that RBI single to Vinny Capra, cut it to a 4-1 game, then almost got a double play to escape that inning. 4-6, but not 3. Volpe, that errant return throw. At Volpe throwing error on the return allowed Mitchell to score from second, made it a 4-2 Yankee lead. And Churiel followed with a smoked single to right. Chase Turang to third. Fried got another soft ground ball after that. This one from Yelich. Should have ended the inning, actually. Fried threw wide at first. Turang ended up scoring. Churiel to third. Instead, a 4-3 Yankee lead. And Brewers, with that response to the Yankees, thunderous power and statement in that first inning. So four soft ground balls on that Milwaukee second inning. Only one turned into an out, and that one out was the near double play that Anthony Volpe threw away on the back end. But Volpe would make amends rather quickly, and despite Yelich stealing second to make it second and third, reaching on that Fried error, Fried bore down, struck out Contreras for a second time, stranded second and third, and kept the 4-3 Yankee lead intact. And that mattered a lot because the Yankees' first inning, a four-homer first inning. Do we want to just call it a primer today? Right back to work for Nestor. Goldschmidt walked to start the second, top of the order again. Bellinger popped to third, and Judge grounded into a 5-4 fielder's choice. But Jazz singled into the left center field gap, advanced to second on the throw that came all the way into third, set up Volpe, and yeah, he did make amends and joined the power barrage.
3-2 pitch, swing on, deep drive, left field, down the line, and looking up, say goodbye! Three-run homer, Anthony Volpe! Home run derby continues here in the Bronx. It's 7-3 Yankees.
So that gave the Yankees a three-run response to the Brewers' three-run top of the second. Two games and two homers for both Anthony Volpe and Austin Wells. 7-3 Yanks on top, and Fried stranded two in a scoreless third. That was a shutdown inning of all shutdown innings today, because the Yankee offense, home run derby, power party, well, it wasn't going to stop at any point. How about the third inning? Dominguez walked. Nestor lifted at that point for Connor Thomas, a rookie lefty. Grisham lined a base hit to left. And the third time up already for the top of the Yankee order, Goldschmidt hit by a pitch, didn't flinch on it. A base is loaded, and Cody Bellinger singled back off the mound. Off Thomas, scored a run. Base is reloaded, run home, and the captain, Aaron Judge, already with a homer on the game.
Two balls, one strike. Thomas to the plate. Pitch swung on. Fly ball left field. Deep, deep, deep. Hey now, goodbye. Grand slam, Aaron Judge. This has been blown wide open. 12-3 Yankees.
And another one that there was no doubt about it. And for everybody who was wondering about Aaron Judge and his spring, is this okay now?
Yeah, just toss that aside. Ninth career Grand Slam, 40th career multi-homer game for the captain. And on a historic day like today, your jaw drops on a moment like that. You think, okay, that's it, right? That's the story. Well, it wasn't it. Still only the third inning. 12-3 Yankee lead. And the Yankees had already gone back-to-back-to-back to start the game. Jazz joined the fun, backing up Judge.
Here's look at this by Jazz. Deep to right center field. That's out of here. Another hey now for the Yankees. They're killing Milwaukee. It's 13-3.
13 runs on the board, 7 home runs. It's a third inning. Yankees, most homers by one team through three innings in Major League history. In top four, the Brewers answered, if you want to call it an answer, with their fourth run. Churio, the leadoff double. An error at third by Pablo Reyes with one out. Rhys Hoskins, an RBI single through the middle. But still, 13-4 Yanks into the bottom of the fourth inning. And Connor Thomas really had to wear this one in back of Nestor Cortez after he froze Dominguez to start that inning on a 3-2 pitch. Grisham worked a walk. Goldschmidt's fourth time on base in four innings. Double laced into the right field corner. So Goldschmidt taking well to the leadoff spot already. Bellinger, a second straight game with a sacrifice fly that scored Grisham. And with Goldie still off second, a 14-4 Yankee lead already at that point. Yankees with 7 homers on the day. Judge, 2 of them. Captain, back to the plate. Chance to make some history for himself and the team on one swing.
Pitch to Judge. Swing on. High fly ball. Deep center field. Going back, Mitchell on the track. Goodbye! 3 home run day for Aaron Judge. 2 more on the board for the Yankees. It's 16-4 New York in the fourth inning. Third home run today.
All right, so 1 to center field and 2 to left field, and these are shots, folks. These are high, majestic fly balls that just keep going.
Yeah, Judge home run swings, and we all know what we're saying when it's a Judge home run swing for all 3 of them. The third career 3-homer game for Aaron Judge. And the Brewers got a couple back against Fried in the top of the fifth inning. A little shoddy infield defense there with 1 out, errors by Reyes and Jazz to set up Milwaukee. So Fried was pulled for Yoendris Gomez with 2 down. 6 runs, but only 2 earned across those 4 2/3 innings in his Yankee debut. But it was still 16-6 Yankees at that point. After a couple of outlier, a 1-2-3 innings on both sides, Yankees' sixth inning against new Brewers righty Elvis Peguero, Dominguez fly ball to left, but Grisham next up reached on an error by the second baseman Terang. Advanced to second on a Goldschmidt grounded to short. Bellinger plated Grisham, hard struck single, 4th RBI in 6 innings for Bellinger. Made it a 17-6 Yankee lead, and a Judge had a chance to bid for a further baseball lore and home run number 4. Let's call it settling for the captain. A double off the right field wall, that'll do. RBI double, 18-6 Yankee lead. And 1 inning later, with the Yankees starting to empty the bench, already tying a franchise record with 8 homers, Volpe walked against Chad Patrick to start the inning. Then the bench empty, J.C. Ascara pinch hit strikeout in his first big league at-bat. How about another pinch hitter? Oswald Peraza, and history in a pinch.
The pitch, breaking ball, swing on deep drive, left field. That baby is out of here. Home run, Oswald Peraza. And the Yankees have scored 20 runs this afternoon against Milwaukee. Boy, this is a date they'll remember for a long time. Saturday, March 29th, 2025, they put up 20 runs on the board.
Yeah, we'll always remember where we were, what we were doing on this day. First ever 9-homer game in Yankee history, and that 9th homer gave him an even 20 runs on the board. A football score, as the Brewers did plate 3 off Carlos Carrasco last 2 innings in Carrasco's Yankee debut, but 29 the final score. Yankees 7 of those 9 home runs coming across the first 3 innings. First major league team ever to do that, and 3 of them off the bat of the captain, who just continues to jaw drop in Aaron Judge.